Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And we are there. It is Wednesday morning, your 30 Minutes to Vitality with Dr. Tim Turlop. He's in the studio now to address your questions, comments, your concerns. If you have a question, you can call in. Make it quick, 352-587-9952. We only have 25 minutes till the top of the hour of 12 o'clock. So if you do have a question, it's your 30 Minutes to Vitality. Give us a call at 352-587-9952. We already had a couple questions come in earlier, but in the meantime, we're going to turn it over to Dr. Tim Turlop with your 30 Minutes of Vitality, sponsored by Turlop Chiropractic.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous day.
Always is.
Absolutely. Yeah, I felt like I was at home when you said that, make it quick. It's like I look at my wife and I go, hey, honey, I have a question. She'll go, make it quick. It's like universally when she has time. I don't understand.
Well, she calls before you come in and I have to just set me straight and make sure I set you straight. So,
well, somebody has to, so I appreciate it. I'm grateful. So, and this is 30 Minutes to Vitality, and we say it every single week. We were built to be vital. Right, all we do is get interference to that vital expression that we're innately imbued with. All we got to do is remove interference, and they come in two types. We're either getting stuff that needs to go, or we're not getting stuff we need to add. Yeah. And that can be from exercise, it can be from neurologic input, it can be from food, it can be from all kinds of different things. If we just remove the interferences, we're vital.
What are the biggest interferences, by the way? It's got to be like two, top three.
Well, there's actually the top five. But I'd probably say that the first one would be neurologic.
Okay.
Right? Because we make sure that everything, because that's what controls and coordinates everything. All and right. If we optimize that first, we have a great foundation.
Oh.
And then the other ones were probably nutrition and, believe it or not, rest.
Oh.
So it's incredible with that. So and this week we're going to kind of continue a little bit on what we talked about last week.
Oh yeah.
But we did have a question I just wanted to answer. Somebody asked about vitamin D. Mm-hmm. And the difference, what's the difference between D2 and D3?
Yeah.
All right. Well, D3, if you're going to supplement with vitamin D, D3 is the one that we want to use. It's called cholecalciferol. Who cares? And D2 is actually one that it's called ergocalciferol, and that one is actually the man-made form. Right, we take organic material and we do stuff to it, then we irradiate it and we do all this stuff and we make this artificial form of D2, which the research shows us is not as helpful nearly as D3.
Okay.
Right, so we don't want to take a big dose, and D2 is actually, if you get a prescription for vitamin D, and it's called Drizdol, that will be vitamin D2, and they usually give it in these big, gigantic doses. It doesn't work as well. The research shows us we want to take a daily dose of D3. Because it's more bioavailable, it has better outcomes, it's also cheaper, and you want to take a smaller dose daily, make sure that you're optimized between 45 and 60 nanograms per deciliter in your blood.
Okay.
So that's that answer to that question.
Very good.
Okay. So see, my wife says I don't listen and I don't answer her questions. I just answered that question.
And you were quick about it.
See, how's that, right? Wonderful. I was quick about it. Right. So last week we jumped on, we were talking about 5G technology and electromagnetic fields and kind of the craziness that comes with trying to roll out something that we don't know anything about. Which is, and people say, really? And I go, as we mentioned, I mean, you can get online and look at the FCC hearings that just happened within the last couple of months. And watch the telecom giants actually sitting with you. Do you have research? No. Do you know what it does? No. But we want to roll it out and put millions of antenna all across the country, even though we don't know what it does. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Right? So we went to look a little bit more about electromagnetic fields, cell phones specifically, and how we can actually protect ourselves from it, because they are not the benign little gadget that we think they are, that you can just keep on your purse and use it all day long, and there's no consequences to it. It's just not the way it works. And unfortunately, because it does generate an electromagnetic field, then there's three types of things that happen in cell phones. So we get cellular data. We've got Bluetooth technology, which a lot of people use for lots of different things. And then we've got Wi-Fi. So it's actually doing three different things. And the more it has to work at doing any of those, the more it generates things. So even if you look in I can't even remember what cell phone company it was that did that. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me now? Right? And then the guy holding up the phone, and can you hear me now?
Yep.
Right? When we have less signals and we're doing that, and you get somebody who's breaking up and you got one bar and you go, oh, I can still get the call out. right? I'll use the one bar. Well, the phone's working infinitely harder when it does that. So it's generating a larger and larger field the more it has to work. Okay. So you don't ever want to make a call if you only have one bar.
Really?
Unless it's an emergency.
Interesting.
Right? And so there's a couple of things that come with it. And people say, well, the field that comes from those phones is very small. So, hey, it can't be that big of a deal. That's really true. It is a very small field that it generates. But it's the erratic character of that that's being shown and researched to actually cause damage to our DNA. Our DNA, because of its organic and electromagnetic nature of itself, and also this symmetrical spiraling that DNA has, makes it almost like a little antenna. So it will actually focus these things, and the erratic nature will cause damage, and that field will actually inhibit the DNA repair mechanisms. Because remember, we've talked about that in the past. I don't know if anybody remembers. Right, but we've hit on things and how the body repairs DNA. We're built to actually have some damage, but also have the repair. It's the yin and the yang of things, yeah. Right? And this actually, cell phones will inhibit the body's ability to do the repair.
I don't know if you remember or not, but when cell phones first came out, we had an option. It was called Nextel, where you had two-way communication.
Yep.
You know, like walkie-talkies. Is that the same type that we're talking about?
It's different technology.
It is. Okay.
It is. But even that, any of the wireless stuff, because it generates a feel, and that's where it kind of fools us because we can't see it.
Right.
Well, I can't see the air that I'm breathing, but it's absolutely essential. And if it's polluted, can there be gases that I could actually inhale that could kill me that I can't even smell? Yeah. Right. The reason they even put on propane, they put that smell in there that has that distinctive. It's odorless. They actually put that stink in there so that you know if there's a leak, you go, whoa, I smell gas.
Right.
Well, no, you don't. What you really smell is the chemical that they put into the gas. Otherwise, you wouldn't be smelling it, just like carbon monoxide. If you start getting a carbon monoxide leak in the house, can it kill you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you smell it? No. Right? So to think that just because I can't feel it, I can't see it, I can't smell it, it's not there, is kind of silly because we know that that's just goofy.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work that way. So cell phones have their own bag of hazards that come with them. They have their own, of course, antenna inside, these built-in antenna. Right. And so they're generating these fields that can create interference patterns in our bodies. Now, we put them next to our little heads. Right. And obviously, anytime it's bad. So the rule of thumb is you want to keep yourself minimally at least 6 inches away from your body at all times.
Unless your head's empty. But you know what's up there.
My mother-in-law knows what's up there. And she's told me many times what's up there.
Right.
Right? But we want to keep that 6 inches away from our body.
Right.
So do we want to go ahead and put it in my front pocket when I come into the studio today and grab my cell and throw it in my pocket? No. Do I want to take my breast pocket, which you'll see a lot of men do who wear dress shirts, right? They take their phone and they put it in.
Yep.
Right? No. Right? A lot of women, which is crazy, I've seen it at the office, will actually use their bra strap.
Yeah.
As a cell phone holder, right? Do I want to do that? No, right? Do I want to put it in a little clippy thing that goes on my hip and I leave it? No, right? I don't want it anywhere on my person. And if I do put it on me, right? And the newer phones are really cool because you can get to all of the controls and hit airplane mode so fast that it's ridiculous. So if you need to do it, so if you ever see me and you see my cell phone's in my pocket, call me out. Go, hey, I see your cell phone's in your pocket. You said not to do that. And I'll pull it out and go, airplane mode.
Airplane, yeah.
Right? It's in my car right now. I left it on the front seat. It's always on the passenger seat, unless there's a passenger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But even sitting over there right now, it's on airplane mode. Right? Mm-hmm. If I need to actually do something, I was at a stoplight and somebody had said that they were going to send me something. Right? I took it off airplane mode quickly. I looked and didn't come in and I just threw it back on the seat. Right? So I don't want it on me. I mean, the research is showing it's that 6-inch radius that's there.
Oh.
And people will say, okay, if that's the case, okay, I'm good. I'll figure that out. But if you don't do it and you have to take a call this way, it's the longer it's on you, the worse it is.
Okay.
People don't even realize that the telecom industry has even indicated that if you actually use a cell phone and have it next to your head, that you are 40% more likely to get a brain tumor after 1,600 hours of phone call use, right? Even the telecom companies, right? Who are, and I'll get into some of the research that they're actually playing games with, right? Which is kind of interesting. What have come out and said, yeah, 40% increased risk of brain tumors, right? If you read the little packet of safety, they'll talk about that little 6-inch radius. They'll talk about not putting it next to your head. Read the fine print.
Goodness. Sounds like all of us are in trouble.
They've covered their buns, right, on that. People don't read that. We don't read the fine print. When you get this thing that comes to you from, you know, Amazon or an agreement that's for Adobe Acrobat and you're updating your license on your computer. Have you ever read the little license agreement or do you just hit agree? And if something is wrong with that, they'll say, well, look, JW, you had the license agreement. You click, you agree. So obviously you read it.
Yeah.
Right. So their buns are covered. If you didn't read it and you just clicked agree, well, that's my bad. It's on me. Right. So read the literature. It's in there. Now, what's interesting is they'll say a 40% with 1,600 hours, right? There's independent research in the last couple of years that was showing a 540% increased risk of brain cancer with 2,000 hours of use. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
540% increased risk of brain cancer if you've been on your phone for 2,000 hours. And if you think about some people you know, right? I mean, they're on their cell phones 1, 2, 3 hours a day, right? They're hitting that threshold in a year.
Speaking of phones, we got a phone call.
Oh,
if you
great.
Want to take that real quick.
Okay. The theme for the day, let's all be quick. I guess that's the theme from JW.
Well, you're on with Dr. Tim Turlup. It's your 30 Minutes of Vitality.
Good morning.
Hey, Doc. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay, I'm going to demonstrate some of you guys, and you guys can do this at home that are listening. I'm going to take my cell phone, and I'm going to put it 2 feet from my radio, and this works on the AM and FM dial. I want to show you the interference you get. Ready?
Oh, ready.
I had to turn on the volume so you guys don't hear yourself. Here we go. That's 2 feet from the radio.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Okay, now if I to the AM, which I'll do now. On the Sun app, here's AM. Doesn't matter. It affects both.
Yeah, it doesn't matter which bandwidth. And again, that's the case with every other field because it creates any electromagnetic field. It will create interference patterns.
What I'm trying to show you is that even from 3 feet away, it affects the radio. So if it has an effect on the radio like that, what's it doing to your brain?
Absolutely correct. That's a great example. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah, so you people at home can try it yourself and see what I'm talking about.
That's great. Yep. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
So, and that gentleman is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So we get into certain research as well where we look at, they did studies on gentlemen. This man was showing the radio and 2 feet away and still creating, everybody heard that staticky sound, that interference pattern, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they took guys, and we've mentioned this before, where they put we get those little clips, and whether they're plastic or the leather ones or whatever, and go on your hip, right? And they were looking, and they have a thing called a DEXA scanner, which measures bone density. And what we know is guys who would actually wear that thing for a year, and typically if they have it on their hip, they're going to have it on 12 to 15 hours a day, right? And completely showed that the bone underneath that had completely changed and the density was significantly lower than on the other hip, right? Universally, 100% of the time, there were not some people that it was okay on some and not so much, and there's a 22% increased risk. No, it was 100% across the board. We know that guys, when we have our cell phones on, and again, breast pockets are an easy one. Front pockets are another one. Right, and we also know that that we lose sperm count, diminishes significantly. They've actually have some people that are completely infertile because of their cell phones. Also decreases motility, so the little guys can't swim well. Right, they need a little a little lifeguard for the sperm to get them through the canal when they're trying to do their thing. Right, so it really messes up even sperm count. Right, which is really crazy.
Yeah.
We're looking at next to the head. There's a couple of different tumors that we know that are significantly increased. Parotid gland tumors. And the parotid gland sits on the side of our cheeks. It's one of our salivary glands. And over the course of the last 12 years, the number of parotid gland tumors has gone up nearly 500%, while all the other salivary gland tumor rates have stayed the same. I wonder what that could be about.
Yeah.
Right? Another thing called an acoustic neuroma. The acoustic nerve sits right back behind the ear, of course, mm-hmm. and goes back to the brain. Acoustic neuromas through the roof in terms of frequency. There's another type of a glioma, the type of tumor that is also increased, not as much, but is there. So it's to think of it as innocuous and that it's not creating a problem for us in electromagnetic fields, these small erratic ones or these other bigger ones, that they're not causing us problems is really silly.
Yeah, I think we touched on it last week, too, with all the mental illness that's going on in the world or all the talk about it anyway with these people going crazy.
Well, there are even studies that do actually show us that cell phone use will actually increase risks of depression and anxiety.
Yeah, it makes sense now. And you've got this group that they're generalizing it in between, you know, males between the age of 18, 22 or 18, 27, something like that.
Right.
You know, which is the biggest cell phone user group, I would think, out there right now.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
There's even studies out that look at pregnant women who use cell phones, right? And a woman who uses, and they, I won't quote the parameters, who cares whether, you know, it's like four phone calls a day with, you know, 15-minute duration per call or whatever. There's specific, you know, minimal uses, and they're looking at the study, and they were not crazy. When, as I read that study, I went, well, that's just about every other woman I know who uses a cell phone, right? And they're pregnant. Their children are 54% more likely to suffer from behavioral problems. Crazy. Yeah. And if those kids start using a cell phone before the age of five, they go up. The children are 80% more likely to have attention deficit and behavioral problems. 80% more likely. If mom used it while she was pregnant and the kid starts being allowed to use a cell phone, they're handed the phone while they're in their crib and their three, you know, crib in their stroller, right? And they're on an iPad that's connected to the net, or they're on the phone and they're doing the stuff, right? Those kids 80% more likely to have behavioral and attention problems. That's huge.
All from this little device that we all have adapted to.
Right. And it's such a cool device.
Oh, yeah.
And so we see this, and most of us don't know about this stuff. And then we want to roll out 5G, this completely new millimeter wave technology. We don't have any idea whatsoever that it's what it does. We just don't know. And yet we want to do that. So a couple of things that we can do, you know, the gentleman pointed out, you know, with the proximity of that is keep it away from your body. If you're going to talk on it, use the speaker, right? So that you're talking away from it and it stays a good 6 to 12 inches away from you while you're talking, right? You're going to increase your safety exponentially when you do that. At home, it's really silly not to have a landline, right? Why at home? And I understand financial people say, well, I have a cell phone. I'm paying for a cell phone. So I got rid of my landline so I didn't have to pay for two. Well, for safety's sake, you want to have a landline, and preferably at home, even not a wireless one, but an old corded phone. Because even the wireless phones at home, especially when we're starting to get into the 9.3 gigahertz and the 12 gig, and right, not the old 900 megahertz, but I mean, there's other ones that go crazy. They're constantly bombarding again.
Really?
Yeah. It's you go, no, come on.
I know.
It's true. I'm not making this stuff up.
I know.
It's just kind of crazy. And even if you don't do it for your health's sake, for safety. So what do we get a good storm or we get a hurricane or we get whatever? We're in the middle of hurricane season here, right? So hurricane comes, a hurricane hits, and does power go out? Sure.
Of course.
Do we have problems with that? Sure. Do cell signals and cell towers go down? Mm-hmm. You bet in a hurricane, they're going down, right? So you lose your cell signal. And in at home, if you have a corded phone, not the cordless one, but you actually have paid AT&T or one of the other landline providers, and you've got your phone, and it's on a base, guess what? Does it not powered? It's a regular corded phone. You've still got a phone, right? So you still have an emergency access. It's not created. It's not dependent on electricity. It's completely otherwise. So it still functions. So you need some help. You need whatever. You've still got safety, regardless of whether you have power or the power lines are down. I think that's kind of important. But even beyond that, right, the safety of it is that we, for years now in our house, we've only had corded phones. We get by just fine. We used to years ago have cordless phones, etc. I learned the risks of them. We eliminated the darn things. We have corded phones. Nobody suffers, right? Right. We're perfectly great. Life is good, right? And it works really, really beautifully. We mentioned a little bit as well that last week with phones too, one of the things, because we use them for so much now, because they do so many cool things. I mean, they're a cool little gadget. Mm-hmm. I was reading an article a couple of weeks ago that was comparing the computing power of an iPhone to the computer that actually took the Apollo guys, the first men on the moon, right, and did that. And you're literally holding almost 15 times more computing power in the palm of your hand than NASA used to get the men to the moon.
And those computers took up rooms.
Rooms.
Yeah.
And rooms. Not just a little room. We're talking gigantic rooms.
Buildings, yeah.
And in the palm of your hand, you've got more computing power than they ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Just incredible. They do so many cool things. So, you know, you have an alarm. You can wake up to your favorite, you know, you want to wake up to YouTube. You want to go to sleep to, you know, some kind of misty sound or rain or waves. It'll do just anything. Mm-hmm. Right? You can listen, put on an affirmation audio when you're going. I mean, you can do anything. It's playing YouTube while you're at what? It's just crazy stuff. You don't want it in your room when you're sleeping.
Okay.
And if you do, you want it on the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. Right. I actually have patients who will say, oh, yeah, they sleep with their cell phone under their pillow.
Oh,
right. So it's easy access. The alarm goes off. Somebody calls during the night. A text comes in because we get kind of addicted to the things.
Yeah.
Right. And they literally have that electromagnetic field for 8 hours right under their head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Carrying it with them a wall of hours.
They're after carrying it through the day and then put it under their pillow. It's under their head. Mm-hmm. Or then, you know, I found out one of my children, she's a tech geek. Right. Actually, it was putting hers next to her on her nightstand. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was seriously, have you never heard anything in this house? Right. Now, gratefully, she stopped. She goes, I'm done. I'm sorry. I'm done. Right. And it goes across the room because she uses it for an alarm.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
But set it on something loud and put it across the room. So it's 8, 10, 12, 15 feet away from you. Right. And then you're safe. Right. But you do not want that thing near you and transmitting and pinging. You have your GPS services on, your location services. You have that accessible to a bunch of apps that are still all open in the background. The thing is pinging literally thousands of times a minute and generating this field. Really, really dangerous.
And that's regardless if you have Wi-Fi on or not. It's not.
Correct.
Yeah. You're not connected to.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. So the more apps you close that you don't want them open. Right. And if you don't need Wi-Fi and Bluetooth like that, turn them off. Right. Because it'll mitigate and diminish some of that field.
Okay.
And it sounds almost like you're being hyper vigilant. It's not when it becomes habit. It's no big deal.
Right.
Especially on the newer phones. It's so easy to do. It's just ridiculous. Right. So we want to make sure we're doing that. The other thing about our bedrooms and fields as well, a lot of people are not using local area networks, LANs, when they have data coming into their homes, which is where you'd have like the little cable that would come to your modem, right, or to your old your cable box or whatever, or to your dish satellite box, you know, whatever, into that black cable. Well, you can have that run through your whole house. So it goes to the den and where your desk is and your computer is. Best thing to possibly do is to use the cable and screw it right in, plug it right in.
Instead of the Wi-Fi, the router.
Instead of using the routers.
Okay.
Because again, those things are blasting your house.
Never thought of it.
Constantly. So if you're going to continue to do that at night, why do you need at 2 o'clock in the morning? Do you need your router on? Or if you work all night and you're sleeping during the day, why do you need it on during the day? Mm. Right. So one of the things that's a really great tip is to go ahead and actually put that on a timer. Right. So at 11 o'clock at night, you don't need it. You're typically during the week, you're going to bed at 10, 10:30, whatever it is. Right. Whenever your bedtime is, and then have it turned back on in the morning. Right. So that you're sleeping and your whole house isn't being blasted with Wi-Fi and EMF during the entire course of the night that you don't need it. Right. So it'll minimize by 25-30% your exposure when you're at home. Great. That's a significant amount of improvement. Now, you'll be surprised at how much better you sleep, too. Mm-hmm. And people go, really? Absolutely true. It's an incredible thing. So to say that some of that is hypervigilant is really not accurate. Because the evidence is in now. Remember, the telecom industry has more money and more political influence than the entire medical industrial complex, which people go, wow, the AMA almost, they influence so much stuff in Washington because they got so much money and blah, 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 right? They have more influence and more political clout and more money than the entire pharmaceutical industry, right? So, and they're employing a lot of the techniques that tobacco used years and years ago to obfuscate the reality that cigarette smoking was really dangerous to our health. And for years, they've made it look like, nah, it's not a big deal. Oh, it's really inconclusive. Nah, it seems like it's okay. Right. And the strategies are almost identical. Right. And but they've covered their buns and read the literature. Oh, yeah. So you just want to become more careful. Do I have a phone? You bet. Do I use it every single day? You bet. Yep. But I use it just once I got in the habit, just a little bit more thoughtfully so that I don't expose myself to that, because I don't need one more thing creating interference so that my body can do that vitalistic expression. Mm. Okay.
Perfect information.
That was it. Last yep. but not least, mm-hmm. if anybody wants to get anything as well, we do a thing every single week called 3 Minutes to Vitality. It's a quick abbreviated version. Just send in a quick note to the hit contact us on our website, drterlep.com, D-R-T-E-R-L-E-P. Mm-hmm. Just say, put me on 3 Minutes. Your website, your email address will be there. And each week on Tuesdays, you'll get a little 3-minute video that covers topics of interest. If you find this engaging, hopefully you'll like that too.
Good. Other than that, we'll see you next Wednesday on your 30 Minutes of Vitality right here on WXJB 99.9 FM.
Look forward to it.